Welcome with that lovely drum solo. All right, you can take your seats for a little bit. That creative start, eh? It is great to see you. Well, welcome to our evening service at the Seven. It is a wonderful summer. Is it the summer's evening now? Is it summer? No, it feels like summer because I had one of those horrible wasp attacks in the car. You know, when you're parked at the traffic light and a wasp flies in, that happened this morning. It was terrifying, honestly. It was awful. I had to try and get rid of it. But welcome. It is a lovely, beautiful day. It's great to see you at church tonight, worshiping with us. We are looking at our Acts series again. We've got John Sedrak from NEFC who's going to be coming and speaking later on. And we'll invite him up in just a minute. But a lot of you have been praying for me, especially this week, and I really value that. As I was out on a university mission, this is what I do sometimes throughout the year, and I go and speak at universities in the lunchtimes or the evenings, and talks about Jesus to invite and show people who he is and so they can come and know him. One of the verses in the passage tonight I love, okay, it says this, and this is after we're going to see the angel has rescued the disciples, the apostles from prison. And the angel tells them, verse 20 of chapter 5, go stand in the temple courts, he said, and tell the people all about this new life. I love that. Go and tell these people all about this new life you have. That's what I was doing this week with a whole group of people, and it was absolutely amazing, okay? Your prayers really made a difference. I was told it's a very secular society out in Amsterdam, which is where I was. But you know what? They were so open. There were so many conversations where people wanted to know more about this new life, about Jesus. So thank you so much for praying. Really, really means a lot. And we're going to hear more about that passage unpacked, what it means for our own individual lives in our own individual contexts. But can I invite John to come up just for a little bit, and we're going to get to know him, and then we're going to head back into a time of song worship. So John, come and join me. So quite a lot of us will be familiar with you here tonight, but for those who aren't, do you want to just tell us a bit about who you are, what you do, where you come from? Yeah.
So it's John Sedrak, originally from Egypt. I've been in the UK for such a good while now. So I'm a bit okay with the weather, and I don't care about the flies as long as it's summer now.
It's a wasp, they're deadly. Very painful.
They are not as painful as the weather in the winter, maybe. So I serve at North Eventon Free Church along with some other servants from different cultures, and I think the Lord is doing a great work there, so I want us here to be encouraged as well.
Yeah, brilliant, thank you. And NEFC is one of our partner churches. Mm-hmm. It was a revitalization project, am I right saying? Do you want to give us a little update on how things are?
There was, we call it a flying email, came at some point to Andy Upton. I think it was maybe 9 years ago, and at that time I was, to start with, I was one of the apprentices here and then the outreach worker. So Andy Upton just called a few of us for a meeting and say, okay, there is a church there in Eventon where we live, but we never heard about it, and please pray to consider the situation. And my family, along with other few families, we went there, and I think the Lord added to our number in many ways since then. And I would say it's not just about the area there, which is a pretty much Muslim area, but also it's about equipping the people to do their work, to preach the gospel throughout the city, wherever they are. And I think this is pretty much who we are there.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you. And John's going to be giving a much deeper, fuller update at our next prayer and praise event, which is June the 3rd. Am I correct in saying? Yeah, we've got a nod from the back. June the 3rd. So you can come and hear more from John on Tuesday night then. He's going to give us a big update. But thank you, John. We'll hear from you in just a bit.
Thank you.
Let me just pray, and then we are going to go back to the worship. I'm going to pray for NEFC and for our time here tonight. Yeah, thank you, Father, for all the incredible people who went to go and start or revitalize that church in North Eventon. Thank you for all the years of faithful service. And Lord, we just pray you bless them, you be with them. Lord, as that group has morphed and changed over time, you have stayed the same, and they trust and rely upon your goodness, your power, your generosity, which they have seen through so many different encounters and situations. Thank you, you've grown them, you've multiplied them, and we pray for more. Lord, I pray you be perhaps seeking our hearts as well. Holy Spirit, I pray you'd come and speak to us individually, see how we can help and further the work that is going on in NEFC, and whether you are calling us perhaps to go and work there ourselves, or we can go and do the work you've called us to do. Lord, I pray you'd be with us tonight. Would you bless us through your the ministry of your word and worship? Would you cast our eyes to you, Lord Jesus, to see your goodness, your graciousness? Would you challenge us, convict us, and encourage us tonight? In Jesus' name, amen.
We are waiting for you, Jake. If you're able, please stand and we will sing again. Josh was ahead of this time. So, let's try again. Forever.